One of the most interesting moments, I think, in all of Chumash is this wrestling match between Yaakov and the Malach, where they go at it. And there's a, you know, dialogue that is so hard to understand. But when it's over and it's concluded, Yaakov gives like the statement of Vayikri Yaakov Shema Mokom Piniel. Yaakov then calls this place a name, Piniel. Why? Ki ra'isi Elokim panim el panim. Because this is a place where I saw God face to face. Vatinotzil nafshi, and he saved my soul. So it's a very, very interesting time to pause and reflect and to say, this is where I really saw face to face with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was the prophet, is the Navi who was known to have seen a Kadosh Baruch Hu panim al panim. But yet Yaakov Avinu, this is where he sees a Kadosh Baruch Hu panim al panim with this battle, with this wrestling match with the Malach. He loses a piece of his thigh, the Gid Anoshe, and yet he still pauses and reflects. But this is Ki Ra'isi Elokim Panim Al Panim. I want to share a Kedushas Levi today. This Kedushas Levi is so important in our daily Hashkafis. It's just something that you have to pause and reflect and think about. And he explains like this. I'll read it inside. It's a very short Kedushas Levi, but it's a very beautiful, powerful idea. Ki hine yesh adam she'oved es habore. There are people who serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'avor she'ashbia alav kol ha'tovas k'shiya avod oto. They serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because they want the benefits of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give them. And they sit around and saying, you know what? It pays for me to do good for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because then a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to like me. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to like me, he's going to give me good stuff. Similar to a child in a class who goes out and makes sure that the teacher has everything they need so that the teacher will be able to give them a good grade. Or the teacher will be able to give them a prize. You know, like a first grader, a second grader. If you learn a certain amount over Shabbos, they'll give you a sweatshirt at the end. You know, there's always a prize at the end. That's one level. Yesh bechina gedola mizu, but there's a bechina, there's a status that's much larger than this. She'adam oved es habor, that a person serves a Kadosh Baruch Hu, begin d'yu rav v'shalit, be knowing that he's greater than you and he's the ruler of us. We don't serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu for the good that he's going to give us. That is nothing, that is not the motivation, not the impetus. It's not what drives us. This is what's called panim bepanim. Panim bepanim means, I stare at a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the face, I stare at whoever it is in the face, and I serve that person not because of anything I'm going to get, but because that is my ultimate desire to serve the other person. To look at the other person and to make sure. And it's a game changer. Kihu oved es habore baruch hu. Begin to yuhu rav v'shalit. And then he serves the Kodesh Baruch Hu because he's the one who's ruling over us. V'habore baruch hu kuvyachol pone elav. And then, when you serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu in that fashion, not looking to get anything out of that relationship, but merely to give into that relationship, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu will look at us, panim b'panim. The idea, the big idea here is, not to ever serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see what I can get out of it. That is almost selfish. But there's an idea of being a selfless person, just doing it for the sake of avoda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a famous story of the Gra. I always read to my children every year on Sukkot, where the Gra sends his meshuris, sends his guy to some other place in Europe from Vilna for him to get an esrog. He needed an esrog. So the guy goes to Europe, and when he's in Europe, wherever exactly what the name of the town was, insert the name of the town here, he sees a beautiful esrog. Mamish chewy. He sees this unbelievable esrog. So he says to the seller, he says, "Nu, can I have this esrog for the gra?" The seller says, "I'm sorry, I can't give it to you." He goes, "Why not? It's my esrog. It's a beautiful esrog. I don't want to give up this esrog." So the seller says, "I'll give you $10, I'll give you $20, you know, rubles, kopecks, whatever, you know, I'm going to give you something so special for this. I'm going to give you a significant amount of money." The guy says, "No." So he says, "What could I give you?" The meshur says, "What could I give you to the seller that you could possibly give me this asterisk?" And the seller says, "If the gra gives me his schar for this mitzvah, I'll give you the asterisk." So the guy says, "The gra wants me to get an asterisk, I'll get him an asterisk." So he takes the asterisk and he promises him the gra's schar. But on the way back, he's very nervous because he just gave away the gra's schar. It's one thing to give away your own schar, but to give away somebody else's schar. So he gives the asterisk to the Gra. And he tells them, the Gra, wow, it's a beautiful asterisk. Yeah, it's a beautiful asterisk. He knew it was the most beautiful asterisk in the league. So the Gra says, knew how much did it cost? He says, I had to give away Yischar for the mitzvah. And he was so nervous, he said it with such trepidation. And the Gra does a dance. He does a Hora, he does a Gazatsky, if you will. Why was the Gra all fired up? Because he says, the Gra says, all my life I've been serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and part of me is doing it, Almanas L'Kabel Pras, I'm doing it for the good stuff that's going to happen to me. But now I can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Panim Upanim. For no other reason, for no ulterior motives whatsoever. I'm doing it just for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gra says. And this is why the Gra was all fired up, like Yaakov. Ki Raisi Elokim, Panim Upanim. I saw the Panim Upanim. I saw it directly for that. So sometimes the Kedusha Levi continues. Va'abachina Rishon, the first level, Nikra Panim Ba'achor, it's called Panim Ba'achor, when he looks at your backside. Ki Abori Baruch Hu Pone Love Panim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu staring at us. Hu Kiv Yachol Ovdo, Bechdei L'Kabel Tov. So we just do it to get the code from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Ra'isi Elokim Panim Ha'panim. But when Yaakov said, I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu Panim Ha'panim, Zeho Bechina Shniya. And that's why it says, Zeho HaRemez, it's alluded to in the pasuk where it says, "Vatinatzel nafshi, you saved my soul." What is "vatinatzel"? Is lashon hafrash? I've separated myself, right? It never dawned upon him to do it for any other reason for his own, but he did it to receive. Never bichdei l'kabel tovas mitoyes baruch, right? That it had nothing to do with him; it all had to do with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is an idea of lishma. This is really brought out in the story because what's the story? It's a strange story. Again, Yaakov Avinu is wrestling with the Malach. The Malach gives him a shot in the Gira Nosha, right? And Yaakov is limping afterwards. And Yaakov says, now I know it's Panim Upanim. Meaning, it wasn't my best interest to get into this fight with the Malach. I could have given myself away. But I did it for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for no ulterior motive. And the Kedushas Levi, in an earlier Kedushas Levi, explains, what's the significance of the limp? What's the significance of the leg? And he gets a little Kabbalistic. I'm not going to get into the Kabbalah, you know, a little bit into the ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But just let's say, the name that was given to Yaakov after the story was the name Yisrael. Before that, it was Yaakov. Yaakov comes in the language of the ankle, the bottom. Yisrael comes in the language of Li Rosh, I have a head, top. Initially, Yaakov was called Yaakov because he was part of this world, he was planted. But there has to be an additional element of Li Rosh, of my head being above all of this world. But the Kedushas Levi says something unbelievable, something so special. He says that really, there are some people that can only have connections with the Kadosh Baruch Hu when they're up in the clouds, when they're Li Rosh. But when they talk to other people, when they have engaged in Olam Hazeh, when they engage in the leg component, which is referencing being implanted into the ground, the Olam Hazeh, there they don't have those connections with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Only when there's a head. But Yaakov Avinu, because he showed that while he was engaged in the battle with the Malach, that even that was L'Shem Shemayim. So then he was given the appellation, the name Li Rosh, Yisrael, Li Rosh, his head is Magila Shemaima. It's all the way up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's kind of like in the cloud, so to speak. And that's where the connection is of what? Of Panim al Panim. Because the Malach wanted to take away our legs, this component of being an Olam Hazeh person, and while we're in Olam Hazeh, having a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hergel, if you will. Regel comes from the language of Hergel, which is we're supposed to. You know, in our mundane, day in, day out activities, we're supposed to have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Yaakov Avinu becomes Yisrael. Because Yaakov recognizes that even getting hit in the leg, even this limp, this pain and suffering that he's serving, is part of his service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't disconnect. He doesn't say, you know what? I'm only serving you HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of what you can give me. But I don't want a limp. And so therefore, people would say, disconnect and say, I don't want to have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the peace that hurts me. But Yaakov says, even in the leg, even in the Gid Anasha, which the Malach hit him, and he realized in the morning, when he woke up, whatever it is, and when they all of a sudden had this vision, that he got hit in the leg, he says, oh, that's so painful. But nevertheless, that pain was not something he divorced from his service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ankle, the Yaakov was used to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're going to, the Malach actually says it, but through the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're going to use the ankle, if you're going to use the leg to serve me, that means everything you do is to serve me. You get the second bechina of that of Yisrael, of Li Rosh, of seeing me from a loftier state, from this head, from the idea of the intellect. And that's why it's Panim al Panim and it's called Peniel, because Yaakov Avinu is not doing it for any other reason. He's just doing it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's so important, this message. Over the most trivial things, people always say, "Ay, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing this to me?" I'll never forget a number of years ago, we lost a basketball game. Again, for us who weren't in the game, we recognize how silly this is, but we all have our own basketball games. And in the middle of the basketball game, after the basketball game was over, it was a very tough loss for DRS. Nebuch, the other team scored more points. That's the way these things go. They give the other team the win when they score more points. And the boy came to me and says, "Why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu doing this to me?" So I didn't answer him because he was very upset. And you can't answer a boy when they're very upset like that. But the answer is because we have to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in every step of the way. We don't know what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing. Panim al panim. Not for us to get to win something, but we serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu panim al panim because that's what we're supposed to do. Everybody has a basketball game. For some guy, it's a basketball game. For some guy, it's parnasa. For some guy, it's a shidduch. For some guy, it's fill in the blank. We all have our basketball game. Today, for a lot of people, it's Black Friday. If they don't get the full 40-inch screen TV with the 16.2% off that they promised on Black Friday, from Best Buy, the whole thing is worthless. Kol zeh einenu shavah li. But if you're coming with this idea of panim al panim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything he does is for us, and I just have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for what he's going to give me, not for the schar, but just to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that relationship, mamela, I'm going to be besimcha. Yaakov Avinu understands that in his mundane dealings with the Malach, and he hit his leg, even there he was serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was panim al panim. So because of that, he was given the name of Yisrael. We can only take tremendous chizik. There's a beautiful story that happened this week. Everybody knows the story. I watched the chuppah yesterday. But this terrible tragedy, the Lipman family, where on the way to the Yafrif, Nebuch, the father and the son, were taken from this world. And they could have put their head in the sand and said, "Forget it, why do I have to continue going?" That was their fight with the Malach, the Soro Shalesiv. But yet, they turned this tragedy into the greatest Simcha Yisrael's almost ever seen, in quantity. It's probably true. The numbers they say about this chuppah were tens of thousands of people. Everybody came. She invited the whole world. She turned this tragedy into the greatest simcha in the world. I mean, it's hard to say that, but you could say it in terms of pure numbers. That's the Yisrael. That's the midah of Yisrael. That's where we get the name of Yisrael, because panim al panim, because even that, she says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if this you want from me, I'm all in. So she turned that tragedy into a simcha. It should be the bracha that all of us, that this Shabbos, that we shouldn't see the pain. We should be able to, on two levels. Number one, be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Yisrael, straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Li Rosh. But at the same time, and also, be recognized panim al panim, we should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because of what he's going to give us, but just because to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to receive reward. But at least we should be zochet to have not so much pain, so it should be zivras. Have an amazing Shabbos.